Chodesh Tov is a monthly podcast presenting the Karen thinking in Jewish scholarship. It is a joint educational venture of JTS, the Ziegler School of Rabbinic Studies, the Schechter Rabbinical School in Jerusalem, and the International RA. I am Dr. Amy Kamenovsky. I am an assistant professor of Bible at the Jewish Theological Seminary. It is a pleasure to share my work with the rabbis in our community. I love teaching at JTS because it allows me to integrate my intellectual life and my religious life and enables me to teach the Bible as Torah. My goal as a scholar is to understand better the meaning of the Tanakh in order to make it more meaningful in people's Jewish lives. My research has always reflected where I am in my life and in my development. It proceeds from the emotional and the personal and heads to the intellectual and more abstract, but it can always be brought back. And for this reason, I think, what I study and the questions I ask can feel deeply relevant and relatable to your communities. At the moment, I am writing a book about sisters in the Tanakh. I am looking at the ways sisters are presented in the Tanakh and how they function within the biblical narratives. Basically, I'm asking if there is a consistent sister story in the Tanakh, just as there is a consistent brother story, one about rivalry and inheritance. I'm also interested in the representation and function of sisterhoods in the Tanakh, which I see as non-biologically defined women's networks, such as the Benot Haaretz in the Dina story, or the Benot Yerushalayim in Shir HaShirim. Although there are a large number of sisters in the Tanakh, few people have focused upon them, and many are surprised to learn that they are there. When we think about the Bible's family narratives, we think primarily about fathers, sons, husbands, wives, and mothers, but not sisters. Sisters, in fact, seem extraneous to the Torah's narratives. Sisters in ancient Israel were transient figures in their natal homes. When they married, they would join their husbands' families. They also did not have inheritance rights. Given this, what possible role could sisters play in Israelite narratives that focus on identifying heirs and securing legacy? I argue that there are significant sisters in the Tanakh, and that their narratives reflect their unique place within the Israelite family and serve their own narrative purpose apart from their roles as mothers, wives, or daughters. At particular moments, the Tanakh invokes sisters. Lot's daughters, two sisters, Sarah, Abraham's half-sister, Rebecca, Laban's sister, Dina, Rachel, Leah, Miriam, Tamar, Michal, and Merav are among the sisters that I examine. When considering sisterhoods, I examine the daughters of the land, the daughters of Moab, the daughters of Israel, and the daughters of Jerusalem. Like sisters, sisterhoods have their own unique narratives. In order to understand and analyze the form and function of sisters in the Tanakh, I turn to another literature in which sisters are a central focus, 19th century English or Anglo-American literature, and in particular Victorian literature. Literary theory which examines the representation of the family, and in particular the sister, in 19th century literature, provides a helpful framework in which to understand the role sisters play within the Tanakh. Anyone familiar with Jane Austen understands the power of sisters to generate plot. My work is not trying to draw literary or historical parallels. I'm not arguing that Austen's Bennett sisters are the 19th century Rachel and Leah. I'm also not arguing that Victorian society bears a striking resemblance to ancient Israelite society. Instead, I draw from the wealth of insightful criticism that is focused on sisters in Victorian literature to frame my study of sisters in the Bible. Like their Victorian counterparts, biblical sisters generate plot and serve their own particular narrative function. Within this theoretical framework, I identify two paradigms for sisters in the Tanakh: the ideal sister and the dangerous sister. Whereas the ideal sister sublimates her will and desire for the sake of her natal family, the dangerous sister asserts an independent will that satisfies her personal needs to her family's detriment. Although there are ideal sisters in the Bible, such as Rebecca in Bereishit 24 and Miriam in Shmot 2, fears of female agency and desire are reflected in the Bible's sister stories, and the dangerous sister is more prominent. Dina is arguably the Bible's most dangerous sister. At the start of her narrative, Dina leaves home to fulfill her desire to see the Daughters of the Land, one of the sisterhoods that I examine. This opening passage portrays an independent sister who seeks female companionship, two features of the dangerous sister reflected in other sister stories, yet instead of actively seeing Lir'ot, Dina is seen by Shechem, Vayar Ota Shechem, taken into his home and sexually violated. When seen within a patriarchal ideology, the dangerous sister gets what she deserves for independently leaving the protection of her family's home. By the close of the narrative, the independent sister becomes a dependent and completely passive figure. Mirroring Shechem's initial act, the brothers take their sisters, v'yikachu shnei b'nei Yaakov, mirroring or mocking Dina's initial act, v'tetzei Dina, they bring her out of Shechem's house, v'yetzei'u. Bereishit 34 can be read as an admonitory story which warns young women about the consequences of inappropriate behavior. In fact, all sister stories in the Tanakh, whether about ideal or dangerous sisters, rhetorically function to instill proper behavior and to protect the patriarchal household. From these stories, young women should learn to behave like Miriam, the Bible's perpetual sister. Miriam is one of the few biblical sisters who exclusively functions as a sister. Remarkably, she is never a mother or a wife. As an ideal sister, Miriam protects her brother and ensures his survival, as well as his ongoing connection with his natal family. Young women do not want to end up like dangerous sisters Michal or Tamar. Along with the singular rhetorical function, I also identify a consistent sister story. I divide my study into three parts. I begin with the stories of the biological sister pairs Rachel and Leah, Michal and Merav, and Israel and Judah, who are personified by the prophets Jeremiah and Ezekiel as sisters married to God. Next, I focus on the role sisters play in the Bible's incest narratives. I look at the wife-sister stories in Bereishit, the story of Lot's daughters, as well as the rape of Tamar in Shmuel Bet. Finally, I look at the sisterhoods such as Dina's Daughters of the Land and the Daughters of Jerusalem, which appear in Shir HaShirim. I conclude that sister stories are primarily concerned with the natal household, the house of the father, and that they manifest anxieties with the Beit Av and reflect its vulnerability. The stories of Rachel and Leah, Michal and Merav, Lot's daughters, and Tamar all chronicle the weakening, if not the demise, of their father's homes. The house of Levan, Saul, Lot, and even David are threatened, if not destroyed, by dangerous sisters. Dangerous sisters like Michal and Tamar become symbols of their father's fallen households. Thus far, my conclusions leave a bleak impression of sisters and their stories in the Tanakh. Sisters may offer yet another way of perceiving the patriarchy of the biblical text and condemning it for it. But I feel there are ways to redeem the Bible's sister stories. First of all, it is necessary to recognize the centrality of these stories in the Bible's overall narrative. Sisters are not extraneous in the Bible, but serve an important function. Often they are pivotal in ensuring that the biblical narrative goes in the right direction. Dangerous sisters Rachel and Leah deplete the house of Levan, but they enrich the house of Jacob. It is also necessary to recognize that sisters add another dimension to female identity. Studying the Bible's sisters helps expand our perception of women beyond their roles as mothers and daughters. In crucial ways, seeing women as sisters, particularly within the context of a sister-sister relationship, removes an element of hierarchy that defines these other roles. And finally, there are positive elements to the sister stories. Not only are there ideal sisters like Miriam and Rebecca, who are among the Bible's strongest and most memorable characters, but there are also positive interpersonal relationships among biological and non-biological sisters that suggest that women had intimate relationships with other women and that they valued these relationships. I am raising two sons and two daughters and am witnessing firsthand the complexity of the sibling relationship. As a parent, I can provide guidance for these siblings, but often I am at the mercy of their passions and personalities. As religious Jews, Torah study should help us contextualize our lives and provide us with a helpful and hopefully beneficial framework. My work on sisters has made me see from a critical, less impassioned standpoint, the power of the sibling bond that I see forming and developing in my own home. Through my critical lens, I have discovered a new way to understand familiar material, which has renewed my appreciation of it, and for me, has made it more relatable. I hope this brief synopsis of my work has done the same for you. I sincerely welcome any reaction or feedback.